Near FM.
Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
So I want to welcome into studio now Jackie Hoggy from Citizens Information. I was going to say Jackie Collins there. Now, we're going to talk about domiciliary care allowance and a few other changes that are coming up.
Yeah, okay. We'll start off with domiciliary care because there's a change coming up from the 1st of June 2017. So it said that the Health Amendment Act 2017 provides for the grant of full eligibility to children in respect of whom a domiciliary care is payable. The HSE will grant medical cards eligibility to such children from the 1st of June 2017 onwards, once they're registered for the scheme. So what that's saying is the domiciliary care allowance is not a means-tested payment. It's a monthly payment paid to a family, usually the mother, who is claiming, who has a child with a disability. Now, they don't automatically, they might be eligible for a carer's allowance, but as I said, the domiciliary is not means-tested. So there is some families out there that would be on the carer's allowance as well, and it'd be their only source of income, and they would have a medical card for themselves and their children and a child with a disability. But there's also some families out there that maybe both mother and father, or just the father is in full-time employment, that has a child with a disability, and they wouldn't satisfy the means for a medical card, so they wouldn't have one. So this rule is brought out and it's coming into effect from the 1st of June this year. So anybody that has a child with a disability who is in receipt of domiciliary care allowance, which is paid up until the child reaches 16 years of age, when they apply for one, they will get a medical card automatically for the child, and there's no eligibility or criteria for it. So as I said, that's coming out from the 1st of June this year. So it's just reminding everybody that has a child with a disability that wasn't eligible for the medical card because of means to apply now, and there'll be no means test attached to it. That's really, I just wanted to speak about a few other things that's coming up. It's just to remind people that the SUSE grant for third level education has been in effect. The application forms are, they're accepting them online. You must do them online. And they started off in April 2017. And just to remind people that the closing date for these are the 13th of July 2017. So you have to have your application in by the website online by the 13th of July 2017. There is for late claims for people that maybe have made up their mind or want to change their mind, and that date hasn't been posted yet. So the only closing date that's up at the moment is the 13th of July 2017. It's just to remind people that the back to school clothing and footwear allowance will be paid from the 30th of June. The application forms will not be out before then, so there'll be no, you won't get them from anywhere until the 30th of June. If you've already been in receipt of the back to school last year, they will send you out a questionnaire form just asking you was there a change or in your circumstances. You fill it in and send it back. If not, if it's your first time claiming it back to school, as I said, you can get the application forms from any of your local social welfare offices or from us in the Citizen Advice from the 30th of June here in the Civic Centre on Bunratty Road. And it's just to let you make people aware of two information sessions that the Citizen Advice are running. We're going to have a coffee morning here in the building in the Civic Centre on the ground floor on Thursday the 1st of June, and it's an information session on family payments. So it'll be covering the job seekers, the one parent family payment, the job seekers transition, the family dividend payment, family income supplement. So any, either from lone parents or families, just to come up and check that you are receiving all your entitlements, and there'll be an information officer there to help you with any of your queries. And that is on the 1st of June between 10:30 and 12 o'clock in the downstairs conference room. Also on the same day in the library, it's for school leavers, we are running an information session day for all school leavers in the library from 12:30 to 2:30, and that's to let people know about options. We will have somebody there who would be very an expert on grants, anything that you're entitled for third level education. We'll also be there to discuss if anybody wants to get a part-time job, your eligibility regarding your age from intercert, because you can work during summer months from the age 14 and 15. When you're 16, you can work full time, but it's just going through your options and about minimum wage and how many hours you can work, and as I said, grants or any other questions you might have regarding leaving school. And as I said, we'll be there from 12:30 to 2:30 on the 1st of June. So all is welcome. We'd love to see you there. We'll be there.
So the family payments is in the Civic Centre.
It is.
Downstairs on the ground floor. And the school evening one is Coolock Library.
Yeah, and the family payments is 10:30 to 12, and the library is 12:30 to 2:30. So you could make both of them if you wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's it. And just to let anybody know, if you want to speak to us, we're a drop-in service. We're open from 9:30 to 4:30, Monday to Friday. We just close for half an hour from lunch from 1 to 1:30. If you can't get up to us, you can ring us or email us. And there's usually no queue. As I said, we're a drop-in service. You don't need to make an appointment.
And the number, what's the...
And our phone number is 0761 078 190. That's 0761 078 190. We have got a kiosk on the ground floor, so if you're looking for anything to do it, motor tax, driver's licence, provisional licence, passports, E111s, they're on the ground floor in the Civic Centre, and we're on the top floor. There is a lift in the building that can bring you up to us.
Thank you, Jackie.
Online at near.ie and on air across northeast Dublin. 90.3, this is Near FM.